Phone Boy Speaks, episode 544, Why Streaming Sucks.
Rock Mobile is making a bet that you're willing to buy streaming music and a mobile phone service from the same company for one low price. Now, they haven't said what that price is. They're not going to announce that until the 4th of July. And so, it's an interesting concept. It's not the first one like this. I mean, you've been able to buy music from carrier stores, and there's also been other mobile virtual network operators that have allowed you to buy music through their service or whatever, but it's not the same thing. Now, this will be streaming a la Spotify or name your thing. But here's the thing: I'm not a fan of streaming, and I'm not the only place it makes any sense is if the content is live. If it's live, then you really can't do much but stream it. But for pre-recorded stuff, there's no reason anything should be streamed. It's, and I realize it's an issue of semantics because it still has to download the stuff no matter what. But I mean, this really bugs me about Netflix, right? Netflix could solve their congestion problem very simply, right? By just allowing, rather than only streaming a part of the movie, they just let the whole thing download. And then when the whole thing, and then we don't have to worry about, when the network is congested, right? Because it can, maybe it waits a little bit longer before it shows the video, right? And so, a bunch of it is downloaded before the user watches it. Or maybe I can say, hey, look, Netflix, I want to listen to all of this, or I want to watch these movies, just download them for me and I'll watch them when I'm ready to. But of course, they don't do that. And then we see this, this crap with Netflix and Verizon arguing with each other about who's responsible for the bad experience. Nobody ever talks about that. And the same thing applies for music, but, music files are much smaller than videos. And for the most part, I think also music files don't always have DRM, although I guess with these streaming services, they probably do. But these files are much smaller. And so there's no reason that a streaming service couldn't just say, okay, I want to, for the radio stations that I have on the thing, just have it download this stuff when I'm not using it, or when there's good access, and so that when I want to actually use my listen to music, there's music there. I don't have to wait for it to download. And as I start playing music, it'll download more. But so much could be done with these services if they make better use of the fact that these devices all have local storage to some extent. And, should they take up a ton of local storage? Well, it depends on how much you want, and maybe let the user decide. But there's no reason for crap streaming experiences. And, I don't know if Rock Mobile will fix this, right? Because they're going to have an app you can load on your phone to get this stuff. And so maybe that's something they fix. But to me, that's like the big issue with streaming, is that it doesn't need to be streaming. It just, they need to make it seem like streaming, but it's really not. And, let it, in the background, just download this stuff beforehand. And so when the user uses it, it's like it's not streaming. And it's all there. But I don't know. I meant to talk about Rock Mobile, and this turned into a treatise on why streaming sucks. But that's that is what it is. And good luck to Rock Mobile. We'll see. We'll see if people are willing to sign up for yet another mobile virtual network operator that, hey, gives you music too. But I'm not convinced that that's something that, I mean, it's not something I want. But I know there's a market for both of those things. So we'll see what happens, and see how the big carriers respond. I'm sure they will, and they'll offer their own thing in kind, and the whole thing, will just be moot.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.